usually the way it works is when they get their brand new truck, we go down there and basically install everything. We've got a company, I believe it's out of Florida, that is actually hiring us to install these for MDOT. So we're like a subcontractor of sorts. But, yeah, we go in when they get their brand new truck and we go and install all the equipment. And then at that point, once it's all installed, then the MDOT folks basically maintain it. If there's a sensor that goes bad, they can replace it because all the wiring and stuff is there. Everything is meant to be modular. So not too bad. The, excuse me. Now, if they were to add a secondary blade or, you know, a tow rig or something like that that we would have to wire in, have us come back out and add that stuff in. But most of these trucks are pretty much pre-designed that once they get them, they don't do a whole lot to them other than maintain them. So the nice thing is we don't get a lot of the callbacks like that. So we just go down and sell this stuff and then on our way. I keep trying to throw our hat in for doing lights and their radios and stuff like that, but being a state-owned system, they've got their own installers for a lot of that stuff. So anyway, that keeps life interesting. And you wouldn't believe it, I've got my Class A, too. I haven't given that up yet. I may, once I retire, I may reconsider that, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But until I get to that point, I'm not letting my Class A go away. Too many possibilities, and I like to keep my options. Go ahead, Rod.